Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in San Antonio, Texas. I think I got it all.
Well done.
Got it in there. I've been saying it like 100 times today, so last time is the charm. But hey, we are here with some fine folks doing some really cool stuff in the lending department, technology-wise. But let's do some introductions. Right next to me, Adam Hughes from Amount. Adam, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you guys are here. And then right next to Adam is Adita Martula from, and you are PSEU Co-op, right?
That's correct.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
All right, and then last but not least, Mr. Scott Young down there on the end.
Good to see you again, Mike.
Co-ops. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
Good, good. Hey, it's been a good day here, actually. Really, lots of stuff on state, lots of great conversation. Anything you want to share real quick before we dive into the topic here? Adam, any highlights for you today?
It's been a really exciting day, as you mentioned. So we announced yesterday the partnership is now live between Amount and PSEU Co-op Solutions, where we're providing our decisioning and originations platform and powering what we think is a world-class instant lending experience for PSEU Co-op Solutions members.
Right on, and we're going to be talking about that.
Using the full name. Exactly. Using the full name. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Got it. Adita, any highlights for you so far?
No, just in general, this excitement, this positive energy, the comments that we are getting about the new solution that we just introduced, it's all good.
The talk of the town.
It is,
here.
Indeed.
Scott?
I would say it's the copious amounts of innovation conversation that from Chuck's keynote all the way down to the panel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my team is back there standing up doing the happy dance, because anytime you can promote innovation, we're all about it.
Yeah, no
all
doubt.
About it.
No doubt. So let's talk about what you introduced, Adam, as the lending solution. And what was it? I had the press release right here. It's Origination Solution. So tell us, lay the foundation here, and then we'll dive in. We'll get the folks from PSEU Co-op in there as well.
Yeah, I think just expectations have increased around everything around digital, right? Mm-hmm. And that only accelerated during the pandemic. And 2 years ago, met the folks at PSEU and just were blown away with not only the strategic thought process of Scott and Adita and their teams, but also just what we could do together between what we think is a world-class platform to bring everything digitized and modernized around lending to PSEU members. So
what's Amount's, what's your company's role in this? And then we'll ask what
So we're a software platform that provides lending experiences full end-to-end for consumer lending and small business lending for our clients. We were a direct lender in our past. We pivoted over to a software platform. We started with big enterprise banks, and now we're really excited about entering the credit union sector with our partnership with PSEU. And really the pitch is, we're bringing world-class technology that the biggest banks in the country are using, and we're bringing that same tech to credit unions.
Oh, right on. And then PSEU Co-op's role, Adita, you want to start out for us?
Sure. So we like to say that Amount knows the loan origination very well. They have built such a powerful platform, but we know credit unions, right? So the two combined is very powerful. So what we have done is we've identified the pain points that exist in the loan originations today. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just about building this shiny object. It was more about addressing the pain points that exist today. And that's precisely what we have done. We are removing the friction from the loan origination applications and bringing this solution that is designed specifically for credit unions.
Okay. And Scott, you want to add to that?
She stole my line. No, I mean, she always does, but it's great. It's exactly what she said, right?
Yeah, what she said.
You think really what you heard on stage today was that this device, this iPhone, is like 17 years old now, which means that there's a whole generation that know nothing more than doing all their work on a phone.
Right.
So when we met Amount and knowing that they do this up market to some of the largest FIs in the country, as Adita said, we wanted to bring that technology to our credit union space. And it's just been fantastic, the reception we've had. We showed our full end-to-end demo. And when we do the handoff from the loan origination from Adam's team to us, we are taking on all the integration to make it seamless, right? So we're integrating to Fiserv, we're integrating to the cores, we're doing that all integration on behalf of to make this easy so that you take the loan decision get an instant decision, get those card credentials in your wallet in real time and use the account right away.
Was that the video that was played during
It was. Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah.
That video was trying to bring the technology that we're providing to a real life example of that experience.
Okay.
Of being able to, hey, I don't have a credit card today, I need these concert tickets right away. Oh, I can do that? I can get credentials,
right
buy
now?
The tickets right away,
yeah.
And get the tickets, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, this, and obviously from our perspective, it was incredible to be included in the CEO's keynote. And the only thing I would add is just in addition to the end-to-end lending experience, you're going to get those insights. So like what actually is happening within that funnel, within that lending experience, that you then can really understand your customers and your members a bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought my laptop over here because I had the press release right in front of me. And it sounds like one of the big takeaways here is it's instant. Everybody's
yes.
immediate, instant, all that type of stuff. So share with me the instant stuff. I mean, do
sure,
you want to share
absolutely.
With me?
So we all know consumers' expectations have changed, right? Nobody wants to wait for anything,
yep.
and definitely not for a decision on a credit card application, and not for a plastic to arrive before they can start using
yeah.
it. So within our application, within our solution, the decisioning is instant, the creation of the records, the account records is instant, and then we enable instant access to your credit card credentials so you can go shopping immediately. And if I can share my experience, I was the very first one. I applied online, I wanted to test it. Within 3 minutes, I was approved, I was ready to go, and then I push provisioned that card to my mobile wallet, and then I had to go shopping. So I did go shopping, and you know, it was that moment that just solidified the impact and the value that we are creating for
yeah.
the members and our credit unions. No more wait time for card to arrive. It was within minutes I was able to apply and actually use that card.
So are we getting closer to the Rocket Mortgage button where you say, hey, I like that house, press a button, boom,
we're there.
It's mine.
Yeah, we're,
oh,
there.
We're there.
We're there. I mean, that is the experience you're going to get for non-mortgage asset classes
yeah.
with via this partnership.
Okay.
The only thing I would say too is, so it's instant approval, instant decision, but it's the right balance of experience but also protecting you against things like underwriting and fraud prevention.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if there is any red flags, we have a variety of mitigation that's fully automated to make sure that we feel good about that credit that we're issuing to that particular customer.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to me about the security aspect of it. So, because obviously we all want instant, the convenience, and then there's the balance of security. So how do,
the way we think about it,
50-50 balance now?
The way we think about it is just it's profitable lending, right? It's one thing just to be, you know, having a, you know, origination experience. We need to make sure that we're helping our clients,
yeah.
you know,
okay.
have
really?
Build profitable portfolios, especially
yeah.
at scale.
Yeah.
And so behind the scenes, you know, from a verification, fraud prevention, fully audited, make sure that we feel really good about every single card that we're issuing via the
mm-hmm.
program.
Scott, you want to add anything to security?
I'm just smiling because I'm probably giving an inside scoop here, Mike, but with our alpha credit unions that are up right now in pilot, Dita just told us, hot off the press, we just caught our first fraudster.
Yeah, literally that happened.
Literally
five
just happened
ago.
Right before we walked
five
up here.
Ago. Yeah.
And it's really using Amount's technology. It went through all the rigor and got to a point where we weren't quite sure that this was who it was supposed to be. So we did a final step of authentication, which is loading your license and both sides of it and taking a selfie, and it failed. And they shut down the application. And so Craig on Adam's team uses line, it's great. Fraudsters don't like to take selfies, right? So, I mean, that literally caught the last transaction and blocked the card.
Wow.
And the point I think that's important is because our credit unions are starting to get more comfortable with that technology in order to not be face-to-face with that account opening
yeah.
process, right?
Yeah.
So back to 5G, being able to transact wherever on your phone,
yeah.
you should be able to open an account anywhere
sure.
on that phone.
Sure.
Matter of fact, real quick, another insight, Scoop,
yeah.
is... I think some of the utility we talked about in our breakout session is revolutionizing the marketing around card acquisition. And if you think about it, you can see a QR code anywhere. And so we've been talking to several prospects really interested in this technology and the solution we're building. And one of them, which is they want to put a QR code on the Jumbotron in the football stadium and allow people to take that QR code, apply, and go use that account credentials through Apple Pay or Google Pay
right
away in within the concourses for food and merchandise.
Right.
We talked to grocery store people who have accounts and sponsorship for grocery stores where they could apply through a QR code in a grocery store and pay for their groceries all in the same experience right there, right?
Yeah.
And of course the third one we've been talking to is fuel stations, right? You put a QR code on top of the gas station, apply, get approved, and pay for your gas right there and not have to wait for that plastic to come in the mail.
awesome. Does this, I mean, this may be a little bit off topic, does this work for reissuance of cards? Because I just had my debit card was hacked, and so I had to slice it up and throw it away. Does this work for that as well, or is that a whole different ballgame?
So this is origination, so this okay. would be new accounts. That should already be happening, though. So if you already have a digitally issued card, you should get a digital replacement in your
experience. And I should call my credit union.
You should. Because that functionality is good.
Yep. So yeah, all right, that's a whole other show. So where do we go with this? What are some next steps? Obviously, pilot stages, or are we beyond pilot? Is this ready for prime time, as they say? Or
yeah, I'll take this one. Yes, it's super exciting. I was just on the stage, and the question is, what's next? And they said, if I could just describe it, it's so much excitement behind this, because from now on, it's just about making the solution available to other credit unions. That's step one. We are alive with a pilot, so the next step is the next 10 to 20 early adopters that want to offer this experience to their members. Mm-hmm. And then obviously focus on leveraging our credit union's input and insights to continue enhancing the product, to add new enhancements and features. So that's our immediate plan for the next
Very
few
cool.
months.
Yeah, and the video, going back to the video, really painted a pretty cool picture of the capabilities, and I have a feeling this is just going to get better.
The only thing I would add to is also on the Amount platform, we have a variety of asset classes. We're starting with credit union with credit card, which is extremely exciting, but you know, being at the conference today, people are coming up to us and asking, hey, what about personal loans? What about buy now, pay later? What about small business lending? And so there's a lot of ways that we can take this after we really nail this real well.
Okay, good deal. Scott, anything else to add on your
end? One more final scoop. Mike Lawson exclusive.
Is this the new brand?
Yes, about Easton, right? Yeah. So Origination Solutions, we're trademarking the tagline, the power of Instant.
Nice.
You heard it here first on Mike Lawson's Studio Podcast.
Wow. The power of Instant. I'll have to post this right away now. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Congrats on a successful launch here. And it sounds like it's just going to get better and better. And this is really exciting, not only for the credit unions, but for the members, too. This is going to get people talking. So this is good stuff.
Perfect.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Until next year, when we get to talk again.
All right. Thank you.
Guys, well done.
Thank you.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.